With me in the studio tonight is Bobby Mackey, who has a nightclub over in Wilder, Kentucky called Bobby Mackey's Music World. That's where he plays with his band on Friday and Saturday nights, goes on stage at 10 o'clock with other bands earlier. Bobby, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about the members of your band. You've got a new single out called Lucille.
Yes.
Same members of the band that play with you down at the club?
I've got the same band. The majority have been with me my bass player has been with me over 40 years. We started out together in 1968, so that's well over 40 years. But the steel guitar player, Chuck Rich, used to work with Kenny Price, and he played music on the Hayride. And he's been with me for 24 years or so. But Ernie Vaughn was the bass player, Willie Brown on drums, and Harold Kennedy on guitar. I call him the best band in the world.
You all did a great job on that single, Lucille.
I recorded down in Columbia, Kentucky. A great friend of mine down there, we used to do a lot of work together in Nashville. He moved back up to his hometown of Columbia, Kentucky. And not so long ago, he called me excited. He and Mike Harris down there got together, wanted to build a state-of-the-art studio. So he called me and was excited when they were working on it. And I got to thinking, when he gets this studio done, I need to get in there and cut some stuff. So we did 24 songs, and we put out the first 12 last year. And I wanted it to be everything on it, songs that I had written. It was an exciting project, and Country Music Lives On is the name of that album, which I wrote everything on it. But we're working to finish up the other 12 songs now for a new up-and-coming album. And the first song we released that's going to be on that one is Lucille. And Lucille is a song Kenny Rogers recorded it back in 1977. Of course, that was prior to me having my nightclub in Wilder, Kentucky. I played clubs 8 years before I got the club in Wilder. Of course, I've been in Wilder for 37 years. So it's always been about the music for me. It never gets old. I love the music and love doing it. But Roger Bowling wrote the song Lucille. And I was on stage in a nightclub, Julie's in Sharonville. And that's the last place I played before I went to Wilder to my place. I'm singing Lucille. It was a new song, new hit record, and everybody loved it. And I was singing it, and a note came up to the stage, said, "Thanks for singing my song, Roger Bowling." The writer of the song was in the club and me singing the song, which was very coincidental. So as soon as I took a break, I found him in the club and sat and talked to him, got to know him. But when I was getting ready to record these songs, like I say, they've been in the can for 2 years, but we're just now finishing up the last 12. You know, a hit song is a hit song, but you can't do it the way Kenny Rogers did because it's already his song and nobody can take it away from him. But the song was a hit song, and it's on its own. That's the line I was thinking. That's the train of thought. So I thought, if I could make this different, and I started a little rhythm pattern on it, and we took it away from being a slow, sad-type ballad about you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, and the guy was falling apart and all this. I up-tempoed the song, and it's like, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. And it was kind of just a good dance thing and a good feely thing.
Well, the video is set in Vanceburg, which is halfway between Maysville and Grayson on the Double A Highway.
Exactly, my hometown area.
I was going to say, it's got special meaning for you.
Very special. I grew up in Concord, Kentucky, which is 12 miles from Vanceburg. We went up there, and I wanted to make this out-and-about, out-in-the-country thing. So we used the little town of Vanceburg, which is the county seat of Lewis County, where I'm from. So we went there, and the mayor of Vanceburg and the police officers and everything were kind of involved. An old railroad depot that they had refurbished is still there where the trains used to stop and passengers get on and off. We did filming there, and we filmed on some farms that my brother and I have that our dad left us, and we've hung on to them all through the years. We got cattle up there, so the video involved some of our cattle. And my mother, who's 96, she was standing on the porch.
That was your mom?
That was my mom.
Isn't that something?
96 and gets around good. She's a blessing.
And didn't you recently have a highway dedicated to you?
Yes, the stretch of highway that runs by the house where my mother still lives and which I was born in that house. So that stretch of road on Route 57, they named that Bobby Mackey Highway out past the old grade school where I went to school.
I saw a photo of the dedication. A lot of folks were there.
Oh, yeah. I was excited, but I think my mother was more excited than I was.
Let's fast forward a little bit to Halloween night. I've got to go there just for a little while because your nightclub is the most haunted, apparently, in America.
That's what they say.
So is that going to be a special night that weekend?
Halloween has to be special, whether we make it that or not, the people do. Well, the place supposedly being haunted, and it's been featured on Ghost Adventures several times. And on my Twitter account, I get tweets from all over the world from people excited. They'll see it on Ghost Adventures, and they find me on Twitter. And what's great to be able to communicate with people from all over. You send out one tweet, and you just don't know who's going to see it.
Are there going to be tours that weekend?
There'll be tours to the basement, but typical Halloween, and my band and I will be making them dance like we always do and having a great time.
Well, that's going to be a fun time. People have costumes on that?
Yeah, there'll be costumes galore. I wrote a song about it, a song called Johanna, which is supposed to be one of the ghosts there, one of the spirits there. And I wrote the song. I didn't realize it so many years had gone by, but not so long ago, I found a cassette tape when I wrote the song and did the original demo. And it was written on the cassette tape October 1989. It's when I did the original demo.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck with your new album that's coming out.
I've been in Columbia, Kentucky over the weekend, or over the last 2 days, still working on some of the songs down at the Red Brick Studio in Columbia, Kentucky. And on YouTube, Lucille is available on there, and it's really getting a lot of views. The song's available on iTunes. And
yeah, we'll have links to them on our website.
Great.
Because it's a great video, great single. You did good.
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Our guest tonight, Bobby Mackey. You can find more information about his Music World Club in Wilder, Kentucky at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. 4 hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurt and won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to